As we said, joining us in the studio now, a man that you'll know as Guy of Gisborne from Robin Hood and from Spooks, he's appearing from tomorrow night in Chris Ryan's Strike Back. Richard Armitage, good to see you, Richard.
Thanks very much, good to be here.
So, tell us a bit about Strike Back.
Well, it's based on Chris Ryan's novel, and I play the central character, John Porter, who's an SAS soldier who makes the decision not to kill a suicide bomber during a hostage extraction in Iraq, and it has a devastating effect on his life, and he loses his job and his career, and he goes on this journey of redemption, which comes in the form of the chance to go back into Iraq and save Katie Dartmouth, who's a journalist that's also been captured, and he kind of goes in as a one-man mission and rescues her.
Mm-hmm. Is it pure fiction, or is it based on something that he happened to him or that he knew about?
I think it's pure fiction, but I suspect that the character that he penned in the novel has got a lot of himself in it, and I think that's one of the most interesting bits of the book is the military detail that he wrote this character with. Mm.
He's involved in the programme as well. He was in and around the kind of set, wasn't he, when you were making it, or on location when you were making it?
Yeah, I think he was around during the pre-production, and I didn't actually get the privilege to meet him, but we worked with three SAS blokes, and they'd all been in contact with Chris Ryan because I think he wanted to translate to them what he had in mind, and they obviously were trying to give him their expertise. But we had a South African SAS guy and a British SAS guy, so we got a lot of information coming from all directions.
It was so great. Some interesting tales, I imagine, in the bar in the evenings. You must have got some pretty scary stuff.
Some serious stuff, yeah.
And we've been talking quite a bit on the show today about South Africa and about, because of course, the World Cup coming up there, and the fact that people have got frightened. You know, the press have run all these stories. You spent some time working there. How did you find it?
Well, it's hard to judge because when you film somewhere, you are in a bit of a security bubble, but we shot in some of the locations. We shot just opposite the new stadium outside Johannesburg, and seeing a lot of the infrastructure sort of springing up, and also I visited Greenpoint in Cape Town. I think because there's such a buzz about the World Cup, I think the place feels like it's there's change in the air. So I think that, you know, it's still a dangerous place to live and be, but I think that the energy that the World Cup's going to bring to that place is going to change the city somehow.
Well, where doubled for Iraq in some of this stuff? Where did you film some of it?
Yeah, we shot it mainly in Joburg. So Joburg and the outskirts became Iraq, Zimbabwe, Harare. And then we went up to Namibia to shoot Afghanistan because we needed this expansive kind of lunar landscape. So we South Africa was an amazing place because it gave us all of these different locations.
Mm. 6 hours as well. So you're probably there for a while. How long were you filming?
Could have filmed it in Ealing.
Yeah. I think we were there for about 16, 17 weeks in total, yeah.
Gosh, that's a long time.
Did you get back, or once you're out there, is that it?
I was pretty much full on. I think because I was involved, I think I had 4 days off in the shoot, but I didn't get back at all. So it was quite intense for me.
Fantastic. And they're running these back, you said running these back to back,
yeah,
aren't they?
There's three stories, 6 episodes that are run back to back as 3 feature films starting tomorrow night, 9 o'clock, and then second episode's on at 10 o'clock.
Mm. And you mentioned Andrew Lincoln there. He's a fine actor as well. He's a big part in it too.
Yeah, no, he was a great opponent. He plays Hugh Collinson, who is sort of John Porter's nemesis. And they go on this weird journey together. It was really interesting working with Andy as well because, you know, when you put some guns in the hands of the boys and give them target practice, there's some really healthy competition going on. So I had a great time with him. He's brilliant.
Do you read the book, Richard, or not? I mean, you obviously get the script, but do you go back to the book, or would you rather not do that as an actor?
It depends. I kind of can't resist it. I just think, you know, if it's there, why not go look at it? You may not want to use it, you may want to disregard it, but I just thought with Chris Ryan, because he was a military man, he wasn't necessarily a fictional author. Mm. He started life as a military man. I wanted to go to him and look at what he was really talking about. So, and I'm glad I did, actually. So,
and as you also see that he saw your part as a very short blonde man.
There is that.
Now, of course, we know you from Robin Hood, playing a fantastic villain, Guy of Gisborne, the man who murdered Maid Marian. How could you do that?
I know. I was hammering.
Must have been uneasy with that.
It was difficult, and I was hammering down the door of the writer saying, what on earth are you doing? But But I kind of saw his point. He wanted to shake up the show, and he wanted to hurt Robin in the way that, in the best way that he could. And the way that he saw to do that was to kill Marion. But it wasn't an easy thing to do. But
no.
I was prepared to be have eggs thrown at me in the street.
I mean, because there was a, you know, the kind of lightness of touch about that as well. Obviously, Robin Hood, and you know, being a kind of villain, a kind of panto villain at times, all well and good. But that was up in the ante
it was beyond the pale, wasn't it?
You've got no control over it, obviously. I mean, you can argue your case, but you can't say, "Look, I'm not doing it."
No.
Apologize.
No, you've got to do it, but you kind of have to find your way through it. And I sort of found a way to get to that point, which wasn't as brutal as the script was suggesting. So I kind of found my own little route through it.
I was going to say, do people recognize you from that quite a lot? Because the hair's obviously longer. Mm. It's a kind of different look, isn't it?
One of the nice things about playing that character is he had a very visual identity.
Yeah.
All the black leather and the weird hair and stuff. And I think I'm probably more recognized because of Spooks,
because
that's closer to me and it's shot in London. So if you see me in London, you instantly go, Spooks. But with Spooks, there's no credits, so your name isn't flashed up on screen, so people kind of think, you're Lucas North.
Oh, right.
Why are there no credits? Isn't that a bit annoying?
No credits. It's great. It's brilliant. It's perfect for a spy show.
Yeah.
It's because these people aren't... These are real.
Oh,
these are real spies.
Right. The thing about Robin Hood is it's been reinvented a lot in the films.
Recently, again, isn't it?
Again. Yeah. Here we go again.
And that's the problem. I mean, I didn't see this particular one because I saw the first one with Richard Greene. I thought, I know this. I've seen this. I know...
you know what it is.
Yeah. Why would you watch it again? But I suppose it's reinvented for a new generation
I've never heard of Richard Greene.
Well, they wouldn't
Greene
have done
was long
it.
Dead before they were born.
he might still be with us. Yeah. You don't know that.
It will be done again, I'm sure, because every generation kind of deserves a Robin Hood, don't they? I think this new Russell Crowe film. I can't wait to see it. It looks brilliant.
Do you go and check them out if you've done something like that? Do you think, okay, I've got to see that Robin Hood? Do you go back to the Costner one or not?
Yeah, I did. I remember the Costner one clearly. I do quite like Robin Hood Men in Tights as well. I think that was a cracking film. I grew up with
that. Was that a Mel Brooks?
Yeah. I think it was.
Yeah.
So, but I'm looking forward to this Crowe movie. I think it's going to be a corker. So,
good stuff. I remember you from the Vicar of Dibley.
Yeah.
Probably shouldn't admit that, but I quite liked it, and it was very popular, wasn't it? And you featured in the final episodes where you actually married Dawn French. So
that's right. Yeah.
And, presumably got quite a huge audience because it was a very popular series.
Yeah, and actually, there's very few of them. It's a bit like Fawlty Towers. You think that there's more of them than there really are, and I'm sure people. That's the success of the show. Because people always wanted more, and the final two did get great audiences, Christmas viewing, and it was a nice departure for me because I do play kind of serious blokes quite a lot that scowl a lot. So to play a nice, fun character was brilliant.
Would you like to do a bit more comedy then, ideally?
Yeah. No, I'd love to. I'm hoping next year to get on stage and do some restoration comedy, so that'll be very different for me.
Brilliant. You've done other stage work before, though, haven't you?
Yeah, I started at the RSC. I did, when I came out of drama school, I did a sort of 18-month run with the Royal Shakespeare Company, and then I worked at Birmingham Rep. But it's been a while since I've been on stage, so I'm looking forward to it.
Have you worked at the Globe as part of the RSC?
I haven't, but...
it must be amazing, I would think, from an actor's point of view.
Yeah, that's proper contact with the audience, isn't it? I mean, you can see the whites of their eyes because it's, you know, you start in daylight and then it goes into nighttime, so that would be... Probably the next stage. I'm not quite brave enough to do that yet, but one day.
Brilliant. Good stuff. So it starts tomorrow night, and it's 9 o'clock, but it runs through to 11. So they're back to back, 4 3 weeks.
Yeah,
and 6 parts in all.
And HD. We were like a bit of HD.
Love it.
Did you need different makeup for that?
For HD, yeah. Lots of it.
Did you?
Yeah, this is the thing, though. So I did some shifts at Sky on the sports side, and they spray you. For HD, you used to get sprayed.
Scary.
Yeah, because you can see every little line.
Every bead of sweat.
Yeah. So I imagine quite a big budget this, then lots of guns and lots of explosions, exciting stuff.
Yeah, Sky have put a lot of money into it, and it's taken a big step forward for their drama programming, and it's standing up really well against cinema, I think. You know, when we screened this, it was in Leicester Square in a big cinema, and they screened it as a movie, and it really does stand up. It feels like cinema rather than television, and hopefully it will compete with, you know, what's coming out of America.
Good stuff. And obviously plenty of chances, you know, it's often on any time and it will be popping up during the week. So there'll be chances to see it if you can't catch it tomorrow. But anyway, it starts tomorrow night, 9 o'clock, and it's Chris Ryan's Strike Back. Richard, good to see you. Best of luck with it.
Thanks for having me.
It's Paul Hawksby, Andy Jacobs here on...